host Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you are in the world at whatever time it is. Thank you so much. So I am so excited to announce I have a special guest today, as well as a very close personal friend. And I'm happy to introduce her. Her name is Jackie Grillon. And actually, you probably say Grillon, Jackie, but... Okay, I'm getting some reverberation here. So maybe speaker, is that better? Okay, yeah, that's better. Okay, so Jackie just turned her speaker off. Anyway, so I'm excited to announce Jackie. How I know her is we spoke our first light language together, and she is also my mentor for Reiki, and I finished out my certification with her. And she does so many other wonderful modalities and has so many other wonderful talents, and I'm just excited to have her here today. And we will be taking some calls, but let me go ahead without further ado and bring Jackie on.
Hi, Jackie. Brenda.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. And so just for the listeners to understand, Jackie and I actually have a little Zoom thing going on behind the scenes here. So she and I can actually see each other as we're working together in a way. But anyway, so bringing Jackie's energy into the show today, let's just see what comes up. She and I are completely going to be impromptu. And again, I'm announcing her just as my friend, mentor, and first in light language channeling. But Jackie, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk a little bit more about what you do on the other modalities.
Sure. Well, put me on the spot. Well, let's see. I first met Brenda, we were in a light language course because the light language started opening up in me and I really didn't know what was happening or what have you. So I figured, well, let me take a course and develop it just like I've done everything else. Anytime I liked something, I would just get certified in it so I could go on for an hour about what I'm certified in. But the bottom line is all things energy I am open to and available to, anything of the light that's aligned with my soul is what I've been open to and attracted to. And like me and you have discussed before, you and I have discussed before, we couldn't put on a business card all the things that we do because it just keeps evolving or what have you. But all kinds of channeling and teaching and healing and, you know, anything from light language to Reiki to channeling ascended masters and multidimensional beings and all kinds of, and sound healing has become really big for me lately with the tuning forks and the crystal bowls and things like that and frequency and vibration. So, I don't know, if that answers the question.
It does. It's. I mean, we need more than an hour to go through what we do, right? So,
yeah,
actually, you were also my first in sound bath. I had attended your class and the Karuna Reiki certification, and then we were able to go do that beautiful crystal bowl healing.
Oh,
and
that's
I had
right.
never
we
done
did.
That before. Yes, we were actually talking about a lot of firsts. Oh,
yes.
It's incredible. It is. It's incredible. And if you've never experienced it, we highly recommend it. So if you have somebody in your area that does sound baths and crystal bowl healing, go find them. Go enjoy. Also, it can work online. There's several YouTubes, or you can even connect with Jackie, and she can help you with the tuning forks and her modalities of sound healing. And the tuning forks are wonderful. I love them. Those are another fun modality that not only fun to play with, but just the feel of it is incredible.
I just feel like that stuff just brings you back to yourself. It just brings you back to, like, peace and calm and, you know, and whatever that is that, you know, feeds your soul.
Exactly. So kind of going back, so you and I met in 2017 at the Light Language weekend where we just totally immersed ourselves in it. Yeah, Sedona was incredible. And to talk a little bit more about that, as you and I both up, we were actually paired up, and we had to look at each other and begin to allow this channel to unfold. And I was crying through the whole thing because I just felt my heart open up. It was unbelievable. It was the most. It was such a deep, profound experience, and. To open up like that to, at the time, Jackie was a complete stranger. We had smiled at each other, but that was it. And to open up like that, it was very, that was a profound experience.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Very
God.
Vulnerable.
It was. And since then, you know, and it was funny because I wanted to finish out my Reiki certification, and then we talked about that. And, of course, I was in Connecticut. She was in New Jersey, so we were very close to each other. And now you've moved actually down to the East Coast in Florida. And so, yeah, you have a whole new life now, something fun to talk about too. But coming back to kind of how we know each other and our modalities, the Reiki part of it, I had never realized that actually finishing that certification also really rounded out a lot of my personal understandings and healings in the world of energy. And it is such a profound modality that many times I don't think it's given enough credit. And it's really neat that it's been able to now be established more in hospitals. You know, you can walk around a hospital and give free energy. And people are learning more about Reiki. But it's still this sort of untapped resource that is just so beneficial to the body in so many ways. And not just with people, but also with animals, with nature, with, you know, whatever ails you or the planet, and being able to do that. And then as you look into these different frequencies and energies as they go, then you step into the next thing. And I've talked about it on my shows before, if you've been following me the whole time, Solfeggio frequencies and the
exactly.
different the various different frequency scales that there are. And actually, we in society have been trained on it's a frequency that really compromises our system in so many ways, the way our technology works and the frequency that it emits, how food is processed, the different things that we listen to, the music industry. There are so many things that come out that are really not supportive of our natural vibration. So these frequencies, as you begin to establish and step into, really connect you to more of who you are on an energetic level. And we are all energy. Everything is all energy all the time. And so, Jackie, to kind of step into your world a little further with the tuning forks and your sound healing, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I was always attracted to, you know, sound, obviously, growing up. You know, I don't know really anybody who doesn't like some form of music, whatever that is that you're attracted to. And I, somewhere along the line, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago or whatever, I was introduced to the crystal bowls. Somebody asked me to go to a sound bath at somebody's house, and I just fell in love with them. And then... of course, you know, through the process of I kept going, and I didn't realize that they actually healed, you know, that they were, you know, made out of quartz and made out of crystals, and that they actually clear out your cells on a cellular level. And you didn't have to do anything but like lay there. And, I don't know. I was just really attracted to it. And at some point along the line, my body then required it as part of my self-care. And, yeah, so I've just always been into that kind of stuff. And some people think it's like airy-fairy or whatever, but it's sound healing. It's not like there's nothing, you know, I could see the energy healing and channeling, and some people are, you know, are very turned off by that, or maybe their culture or their religion, you know, says that it's not good or something like that. But I feel like, you know, everything that I do is all divinely inspired. It's all from source. I'm not doing anything airy fairy or woo woo, or, and sound is sound. And what I like about sound and frequency and vibration, as far as the tuning fork, that was just like another level of, I was just attracted to it. So again, just like anything else, let's go take a course and get certified in it. And, you know, I don't know if I will ever use any of these things in what have you. And then somewhere along the line, you know, I think with tuning forks, it was like probably a couple years before I picked them up. Like I did them for myself, but I didn't really like do them on anybody else. And then somewhere along the line, I was working on a client, and you know, you get divine guidance to be like, oh, go grab that tuning fork, you know, and go put it here on their body, or put this by their ear, or a rattle or a drum or something like that. And when you're guided to go and do that stuff, you're like, oh, maybe that's why that tuning fork class came in handy or something, you know. And sometimes you don't even know why you do it, you just feel called to do it. And I think the same thing with me taking all the classes and getting certified in things. To me, it was more of a practical thing than it was anything else. Like, you know, why keep, you know, going for sessions when I can go get certified in it? But I've since learned it's so nice to have other people do sessions for you. So I love the collaborations and the back and forth, because I really think we all need each other for our self-care. And I feel like sound and vibrations, whatever you're attracted to, you know, as far as your healing goes, is all part of the self-care practice, just like massage and whatever else you call self-care, and, you know, rest and time and meditation. I don't know if I've even answered your question. I feel like I'm kind of going off that, but that's what we do.
Well, it's our typical, yeah, it is. It is. It's always fun to connect that way and do it. But yeah, so that does help. So what's interesting is to kind of summarize and go back a little bit. You bring in the modalities, and specifically we're talking about the tuning forks. You bring in that modality at a time that you feel guided to utilize it. And I think that's
absolutely
so important. And actually for the listeners out there, you know, to kind of cross-reference this into just general everyday living, how many times have we had something in our life, in our world, that comes up and you're like, oh, let me go grab that. And I didn't even realize that that would become a part of whatever XYZ was, whether it is an ingredient in your kitchen or a tuning fork on a body. It's kind
exactly
of all the same. And we're all always guided in those intuitive promptings and that information that you get along the way. You begin to sort of establish your own personal routines, and you begin to grow with them. And really, we're at an all-time, and I say this, I can't say it enough, we're at an all-time high, an all-time manifestation level, where you're thinking, you're creating. And so whether it is feeling like that, I'm thinking about a tuning fork, or I'm thinking about an ingredient in the kitchen, or I'm thinking about a new job, or whatever that is, I mean, you can apply it however it works for you in your world, or a relationship, or whatever, you are manifesting at a rate that we have never manifested before. Action follows thought, and we are in full throttle action right now. And if you're thinking it, you are totally creating it, and quickly. So be careful what you think and be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Be very clear in your thoughts. And kind of getting back into how you were talking about the tuning forks and the body, you also do other modalities in channeling. And this is something that I find also very interesting, because in one of my meditations with Jackie, as I was going through my certification, I encountered Metatron, and that was a very profound experience for me personally. And I just felt like he just set this, the Metatron's cube, right into my heart. And so, you know, that's interesting, because that was also this personal
experience that I had that actually carried over. And as Jackie and I were talking a little while back, she had more of a connection to Metatron and working with him. So let me let you take the floor, Jackie, and maybe talk a little bit more about what you do with regard to that modality. And I do, and just before you start, if there are callers that want to come in that have specific questions, maybe even not even related to what it is that we're talking about, don't feel like you can't call in. Go ahead and call in, and we'll just include you in the mix in whatever way that you need for you in this moment. So, okay, Jackie, let her rip.
Well, see, that's the great thing about, you know, all things archangels, right, is that, you know, they just kind of, the cool thing is you usually have to ask for help, but sometimes your body or your soul or your higher self already asked for the help and you didn't even realize that it did or that it wanted something or what have you. So sometimes it's not conscious that that we ask for assistance, because usually angels or, you know, or guides or whatever you believe in, God even, you know, respects free will. So nothing is going to happen unless you invite it in and ask for help or guidance. You know, my prayers are usually like, guide and direct me, support and protect me. You know, it could be that simple. But Metatron somehow, you know, just like I feel like he always does, or, and I hate to say he, because I, what do I know? But,
yeah.
I feel like he's just so powerful and so strong, and you're either attracted or you're not. And I was attracted to the symbol. I was always attracted to the sacred geometry, right? All the symbols and everything else. And I was always attracted to that. And I think by way of me being attracted to that, it did invite it in, because, you know, as you know, I have these, you know, symbols all over my house. I have them on clothes, you know, I have them on jewelry. So, you know, I feel like all of that is inviting it in somehow or what have you. And then I just started learning about them. And I feel like just like with the violet flame or the flames that you call in, the more you work with them, the more powerful they get and the more assistance that they give. And I feel like all beings of light or angels or guides or God or source or whatever you believe in, want to assist us, you know, they're just waiting for you to, you know, ask for the guidance and help. And they're just like right there ready for assistance. So I find it, I didn't think it was weird at all when you came back from that meditation in the Karuna class and we were talking about it. And I think it was right behind you was the Metatron symbol. I think it was like right behind where you were laying, if I remember right, but I'm not completely sure.
I don't even remember that part, but I remember the feeling of the cube landing in my heart. It was unreal, and it just unlocked so much. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the cool thing. Like, of course, I got certified in, you know, teaching a Metatron's cube class where you too could be certified, you know, at the end of the class. You know, you are then trained to be able to give that to others as well. And I wasn't even formally doing it. That was installed completely by Metatron right in the middle of a Karuna Reiki Holy Fire class. And that's the thing about angels, you know, it goes where everything goes where it's needed. Energy goes where it's needed, not, you know, it'll never go where it's not wanted. It'll go where it's needed and where it's accepted more. And I think that that's the most important thing, because I think people get freaked out about energy, maybe don't understand that point. I think that maybe they think like it's fearful or it's scary or you're inviting in the devil, or I don't know what they think, but, and I'm not going to pretend to speak for anybody, but my experience with energy and beings and angels and source and all of that has been nothing but lovely. It's just like going out to the ocean or seeing a butterfly, you know, taking pictures of butterflies or, you know, whatever. It's just like joyful for me. So I don't know if that answers the Metatron question, but once he comes into your life, he's not really going anywhere.
No, yeah, you're totally there. And since then, you know, I've had a lot of other promptings, not quite to the depth that you have, but a lot of other promptings that let me know that he's there. And
that
whether
it
it's
him,
coming through
right.
a meditation, yeah, or working with somebody, on whatever level, whether it's with the physical body or via, you know, a platform like Zoom or even over the phone. The energy always shows itself when it's needed. And it's, again, it's the acceptance of the, and belief system of the individual as to the penetration amount. To kind of go back, I do want to touch on, because I think that is a really good statement that you made, that, you know, sometimes people feel the negative side of things. And this is a planet of duality, and the belief systems that we have are polar opposite of each other. And that's
absolutely,
that's how it actually was created on this planet, because we are a planet of diversity that way. We are the planet of duality. And this is, in a sense, it is a school. It's an education system. So we're learning. And what we're really learning is the power of discernment and what works for you. So what's my truth may not be your truth. And, you know, Jackie, you may have a different truth to everybody else's truth. So there's not one total way to have it. There's so many ways. It's like ingredients in whatever you're making in the kitchen. It's funny, I keep getting these kitchen things. I don't know if I'm hungry or what, but I keep getting this all of these kitchen analogies that I don't normally get.
Well, maybe that's what the listeners need to hear, so they can identify with whatever you're trying to say. Perfect.
I think so. It's funny how that happens. There are no accidents. But, you know, with that, you also do other channelings with the mothers. And so I'm going to let you take that, because that actually, you know, you and I have done a little work with the, the Blue Rose and some of that information, which was so supportive and connecting into the feminine and divine feminine and a layer that we often overlook in respect to, you know, if you're female, you're divine feminine. If, you know, you're masculine, we all run both energies. It's just to the extent of the degree that you run both energies. So some, even men could be more feminine or masculine, and it doesn't mean gender opposition. It just means we literally run this energy, and it's feminine energy, it's masculine energy, it's action, or it is that subtle form of knowing. So anyway, with that said, can you tell us a little bit more about that particular work that you do?
Sure. Okay. So I was never particularly religious, right? So, but I did go to Catholic school, and you know, I didn't really do well there. Let's just say that. So religion really wasn't that important to me after the fact, after, you know, my education there. And I just didn't want to subscribe to that. So why is that important to answer this question? Because later on, while I was doing all things energy, you know, was doing Reiki and teaching Reiki. And when you start to do Reiki class, the first thing they teach you in like Reiki 1 is that this is going to open you up spiritually to other things. You know, it's going to develop your gifts. It's going to help to clear you out on a spiritual, mental, physical, emotional levels, right? So when it started to open up me up spiritually, all of a sudden, things like Jesus and Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary and, you know, and Archangel Michael, you know, that Archangel Michael was probably the first, right? So all of these beings, I started, you know, I thought I was making it up in my head, you know, and I wasn't sure really what was going on. And I didn't really want to tell anybody, because you feel like you're crazy. Like, I'm having these conversations, and who the heck am I to be having these conversations with these like huge name brand, you know, beings, you know, and I'll be the first person to tell you, I really don't want anything to do with religion. You know, I've explored all different religions. I feel like there's common threads, and that's why, you know, I kind of preface it by saying that up front, because I'm not religious by any means. I do believe in a higher power. I definitely believe that, you know, God or whatever you believe in is bigger than all religions. But when all these beings start coming to you that I have always labeled as religious, as energy beings, I was kind of freaked out. I was kind of like, what's going on? So anyway, I started further developing things like that with Ascension classes, you know, and mystery school kind of type things, you know. And, you know, I've gone to, you know, other countries and studied with shamans and things like that. But I think the beings and the ascended masters, as far as like the Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary thing, really freaked me out on another level, only because of the religious thing, because I almost felt bad because then I was like, but you know, I don't do the religion thing, you know, and they're like, we don't care about any of that. Like, they just don't care. And this is an energy thing. And I had to wrap my head around the fact that this is energy and not, it's the energy of that. Yes, they did walk on this earth. Yes, there is a history. Is the history correct? I don't know. You know, that's not for me to say, you know. And I feel like anybody who channels any of these ascended masters, they even have different variations on all the stories. But some of them, just like religions, have common threads. So, you know, it's kind of like take what you want and leave the rest. And I feel like it's so important now with everything going on the planet. And I feel like these beings are showing up in all kinds of places. All of a sudden in the last 10 years, there's rose groups everywhere you go. Mary Magdalene is high up and prominent. Mother Mary has always been a prominent figure, right? And so is Jesus, whether you believed in it religiously or non-religiously. It's just always been a thing. But all of a sudden, Mary Magdalene's back on the scene in the last decade or two decades, or maybe it's been before that, but that's all it's been on my radar. And all of a sudden, there's high priestess classes everywhere and rose classes and rose groups and all different kinds of roses, blue roses, black roses, rose things. And, you know, so once I started channeling with them, I started researching and seeing what was going on there. And that's, again, you know, when you don't know something, it's not on your radar. And once it's on your radar, you're like, you see it everywhere. So I don't know if it's, you know, what came first, you know, or whatever, that I wasn't open to it, or, and that it was always there, or that it's just been more in my face lately. I'm not sure. And then that led me up to, like Alana Fairchild. She does, you know, she has a lot of the Oracle books, you know, which are lovely, you know, they're very lovely card decks and things like that. And she has a lot of meditations and things like that. And she's just a lovely, lovely woman. And I was attracted to, again, a class. And I'm like, I'm not getting certified in any of these classes. I'm already channeling Ascended Masters. You know, when I went to one class, I was like channeling Hathor, you know, like, and I was like, how am I channeling Hathor? This is crazy. But then, so when this class came up for the Kuan Yin transmission, somehow, again, just like Metatron, you know, or any of the other guidance, it's like, you're taking this class. I had no intention on taking this class, but I did. I took the class, the Kuan Yin transmission with Alana Fairchild. And again, it's about developing your relationship with the five mothers. And the five mothers in this particular class were, you know, Mother Mary, Isis, Kuan Yin, emanations of Kuan Yin, you know, which would be Tara and Kali, you know, and people get freaked out by Kali. I was freaked out by Kali. And working with the five mothers, which in essence is really only, you know, one, if you think about it. And then there's like hundreds of variations on the mother. And if you go to all the different religions and cultures or what have you, everybody has their aspects of what the mother is or the archetype for the mother. And I really loved exploring all of that. And again, I had no intention of taking that class. But you know how that's what happens when life has other plans yeah. for you. You start taking the class and you start developing that. And again, along the way, even, you know, that's not about the mothers, you know, part of the ascension development was like the Order of Melchizedek, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of the Light,
yeah.
you know, which is all the yep. ascended masters. So it's not just women. It's not just angels. It's pretty much all of the, you know, all the councils of light and the, you know, and, you know, however big you can believe, there's a lot out there. And when you're willing to open up to them, they want to assist here on earth, but they can't do that without you inviting or asking or invoking their help.
We are free will.
Yeah, so that's been my journey as far as that goes. And again, you know, depending on your situation, it's really scary to kind of put yourself out there when it comes to this stuff. Some people are very, you know, open about putting themselves out there about what they do and, you know, and things like that modality wise. And some people are more private. I've always been on the more private. It's only been recently where I'm kind of like, okay, you know what? You can't really hide this. This is like the world is in need of more love and peace and joy that that we can't pretend anymore and we can't hide from it. And so here we are.
Yeah, totally. Just to kind of step back, just so callers kind of understand, because some of them are very unfamiliar with the energies and matriarchal figures that you spoke of. So Kali is the goddess of destruction. And, you know, oftentimes there's a very – things transform. So if you look at it in terms of energy, there's creation and destruction and then transformation and ascension and, you know, all of the different variations if you just utilize terminology in the form of energy. And, you know, growth and death and, birth and death and rebirth and, you know, all of these different styles in transition and transformation. So and just to kind of help the listeners to understand a little bit more about that, I just wanted to clarify. And then you have, you know, it's interesting, too, to also go back, Magdalene being more accepted in the community when, you know, there's some belief systems that say, no, you know, she's diabolically opposed to the belief structure and how the Bible is set up. And even though you won't say it, I will actually say it, that there is so much information out there that has been misconstrued and the public has been misinformed with regard to the publications out there with the Bible. And
absolutely.
I'm here to tell
totally
you that
agree.
There are things, yeah, and so we're actually in kind of going back to, we are in a time where all of this information is coming out. It's surfacing. The truth is bubbling up to the surface. And again, it like you said, cannot be contained. It can't be swept under a rug or redirected
hidden.
Or misguided or misdirected or hidden any longer. This stuff is at the surface, and what it's doing is challenging. It's actually an invitation for us to open up to the information as it unfolds and see if it resonates. What do we bump up against? What do we look at that says, I'm not comfortable with this, or, wow, I needed that. I needed to know that because deep inside I knew that. And so it's either validating or it's an invitation to look a little deeper into the possibilities of truth. So take it how it resonates for you, the listener, hearing this information maybe for the first time. You know, maybe you were unaware of these energies even existing or the terminology or wording, as you called it, brand names, Jackie, of these beautiful energies that are always there to assist. And again, you know, to reiterate, this is a free will planet and help is always available. You are not without the information and guidance, but you have to ask for it. And it has to be you taking that step to ask for it. So maybe that's all you need to do. Maybe you need to do this, take a step and say, you know, I need help with this or I want to know that. And on a daily basis, I mean, I've been publicly doing this work since 2003. Privately, a lot longer, but it's been, you know, most of my life. And I know that every time I say, okay, angels, and my ascended team, whoever I pick and choose at the time, I can pick them all. I say, all right, this is what I need to know, and bring it to me. You know, help me to understand how good it can be. Connect me to the right people. And I'm telling you, it may take a little bit, but I just put it out to the universe. I let it rise, and it's like something hits me right between the eyes, and it's like, boom, there you are. And I've had that happen. It's uncountable how many times. I just did it this week, and it was just like within a few hours I had somebody call, or there was like this really interesting connection that connected me to the next person, to the next thing, that set me right where I needed to be for the information I was looking for. So those are the gifts that are always available to us if we just ask. But getting into that too, I also want to take what you said, Jackie, about this divine feminine. And we have been in such a patriarchal energy for many, I don't want to say millennia, that we are coming into a new age of the divine feminine and coming back into the matriarchal setting of information and understanding with regards to the womb and fertility and how we're creating in the world around us. And this too is an invitation for us to step deeper into that inner knowing and that balanced connection between the masculine and feminine and how we create and how we can take action. So it's really, it's a beautiful time. And we all signed up for this. So it's not like we're scratching our heads going, oh, you know, I'm a victim of this, I'm a victim of that. There are no victims. And I know that that is a very challenging statement for many, but we're not victims. That energy is just a belief system. And once you step out of that and allow that to transmute, you are more empowered. And then you can see the ways that gifts are always available to you and just take them, that they're right there, just like groceries on a shelf, back to food, right? like groceries on a shelf at the store. So, yeah, some amazing stuff. So to connect a little bit more to the listeners, I would like to ask you, what is it for you? Where do you feel like you are in your world? Do you feel like you're just going through the motions of living? Do you feel like you're wanting to step deeper into an esoteric understanding of who you are and how you operate? You know, this is kind of a new time slot for me to be in. And there's this... new way of interacting. And so I want to open it up to you, the listener, to be able to call in, to be able to communicate, to be able to ask questions and feel comfortable doing it. You know, Jackie and I could go on all day about kind of where we've been and what we do and how it all feels. But, you know, coming back to you, the listener, how do you feel about it? You know, are there some things that maybe we said you want to know a little bit more about, or do you have questions pertaining to the constructs in your own world and how you set them up, whether they're belief systems or experiences that you're having that you'd like to talk a little bit more with us about? Because, you know, we're here to help. We're here to we're opening our doors of energy information to send to you. And just to reiterate as well, I always start the Reiki energy prior to the show, and maybe you felt that. Maybe you felt kind of a calming or some type of effect that way. That's a very physical experience you may be feeling from it. And then, two, with the light language, I'll be doing a light language transmission here in a little bit as we begin to taper off to the end of the show. But what is it for you? And it looks like we do have a question here. Donna in Boston. How do we clear negative energies we feel around us? So that is a great question because it's so simple and it can be so complicated. So I would say, and I'll let you step in here in a minute, Jackie, but my first hit is discernment. So how are you identifying the negative energy? And discerning it a little clearer for yourself. Do you feel that it is from a person, individual, an environment? What are the specifics around that energy that you quote-unquote call negative? And if you're doing that, you know, we have a field around us, it's a toroidal field, an energetic field. And when you become aware of that and you strengthen that with, number one, intention. Again, remember, this is a free will planet. No negative can come to you unless you're open to it. No negative can touch you unless you're open to it. And so to be more aware of the field around you. And again, there's always something around always. And it doesn't matter how positive you are, you're going to come into contact. You're going to bump into something that strengthens your awareness of your field. And so my suggestion is to, number one, look at the discernment of it. You know, is it person, place, or thing, or just energy? You know, what is it to you? And then two, are you amping up your own energy field? Are you looking at that? And you can, let me give you this exercise, and I'm going to send it over to Jackie for her statements. Okay, so what I'm seeing is your toroidal field. And if you think about a toroidal field, the energy comes from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and around. So you could imagine, if you need a different visual, imagine you being in an egg-shaped energy field, that bubble around you. I often call it bubble bumping, you know, when you have your aura, your auric field. So be aware, just set your intention to be aware of the energy around you. You might have a physical sense of that. You might just have a knowing of it. You may not feel anything at all, and that's fine too. So just pay attention to that, affirm it, and strengthen it. Feel like you're bringing light into it. You may have a feeling of particular, there we go, that was a shift. I'm hoping you're doing that, because it definitely felt like there was a shift in energy there. So Donna, feel your energy coming back into balance of light and strengthening that, feeling like you're radiating out. You don't have to be nervous about something coming into your field. You're just strengthening. It's like closing the door in your house. You don't let people come into your home unless you invite them, right? So just close the doors that need to be closed. Beef up that sort of energetic security system and rock on with your day. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand it over to Jackie. And do you have any commentary, Jackie?
Sure. I think those are great suggestions. And again, we don't know the context of how Donna's asking the question, so we're not sure. But in general, okay, so there's lots of practical things. And then you have the energetic things, right? So energy-wise, I always call on Archangel Michael to, you know, cleanse and clear me of anything that's, you know, in my field or even in my own thoughts or my own beliefs that might be attracting negative energy towards me. You know, I'll always ask Archangel Michael to cleanse and clear me, and, you know, and he's great because he'll just, like, cut through with all his sort of truth and cut any cords attached to me. And any other angels that you believe in, or any, like, again, your guide, your source, God, whatever you believe in, call it in. If you believe in the rays, the calling in the violet flame for anything, the more you call in the violet flame, the more the violet flame will work for you. Whether, you know, it's, you know, Archangel Zadkiel or Saint Germain or whatever, just call in the violet flame and ask for everything to be transmuted and transformed. That will just transmute and transform everything in your field, in your house, in the town, in the state. Now, why do we attract negative energies to begin with? You know, sort of like Brenda was saying, we cannot attract and it's not like you're saying, hey, come on in. You're not doing that consciously. So it's unconsciously. So how do we stop that, right? Usually all of this is because we're vulnerable in some area of our life, right? We're vulnerable, you know, either we have some pain or we have some trauma. We have some unhealed stuff, whether, again, it's conscious or unconscious. So just like she said with your field, how you strengthen your field, you also strengthen yourself. So how do you do that? You strengthen yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you can only do that by doing your own work. The more you work on yourself, the more you raise your vibrations by doing these simple, practical things on yourself, like not letting toxic people in your life, you know, will eliminate a lot of things. So you don't have to call on your angels every 5 minutes to help you cut things away because you keep inviting it into your life. So maybe you don't invite it into your life anymore. Maybe look at some of the vulnerabilities of or heal some of the traumas that, you know, that you've come across, because that's how all of this stuff started opening up for me, good and bad, you know, happy and sad, you know, negative or positive, however you want to label it. It's all just energy, and it can all be transformed and transmuted and healed. And it's just a matter of doing your own work.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome input. And also another simple phrase is, I bring all my energy back to me. I release all other energy back to its source in love and light. I bring all my energy back to me. I release all other energy back to its source in love and light. And Donna, just to, while Jackie was talking, I was doing some work behind the scenes for you, using rhyolite and also strawberry quartz, and helping to clear some of that energy out. So I do hope you feel some difference. Let us know. And thanks for your question. Okay, we've got a little bit of time left here. I'm going to try to answer this one pretty quickly. Nancy in Toronto. I've had a very difficult time ever since all the lockdowns began. I can't seem to get back to my former self, feeling free and happy most of the time. It feels like a dark time, and I just can't seem to shake it off. What can you recommend? And that is a fabulous question. And actually, I was just addressing that with another person just prior to the show. So, Nancy, you're not alone in this. There is a whole chapter of dark stuff out there that is coming to a close. The end of the chapter is going to have the period at the end of the sentence. We do have some more energy to work through as it's transmuting, but that is changing, and so that there is good news there. What's happened with you specifically that I feel, there's a fragmenting effect that you've gone through where you feel fragmented. You just can't quite seem to get back to those light parts of yourself. And that is happening. I think what's gone a step deeper is there's some things in your life. Yes, I do feel that this event brought about a lot of that, but you were ready to slough off things that no longer served, whether they were different patterns in your life, different physicalities, and I'm kind of channeling that, physicalities that you may be experiencing that are in change, and you no longer see the world the way that you used to. And in a sense, you don't want to, nor should you. This is transmuting and transforming into a new space of awareness where we will be in an it's interesting, it's like we're taking this quantum leap, this evolutionary jump into a new space, a new territory that we really have never done. And I think too, many of us on an intuitive level would kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and be like, okay, yeah, I can keep going. I got this. But many times what's happening now is we don't see that because we've never seen the outcome like that before. We are no longer using the same types of intuition, the same range of intuition and understanding that we have in the past. You know, I used to be able to look long-term and see stuff, and I get some stuff now, but my intuitive awareness is completely different than the way it used to be. So I also have to unlearn and relearn some new energy and information. And I think that, you know, to kind of touch on what you're saying,
I want to say that you're going to be coming back into a new understanding of yourself. It won't be the same person that you were before, and you're not meant to be. So if you can try to find some acceptance and balance in that and play with that, and then if you need to reach out, please feel free that you know to reach out, and Jackie, myself, can help you with that. So, Jackie, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to say just maybe keep it to like a minute or two, and then we have to – I think we're at the top of the hour, so.
Sure, yeah. I was getting the sense as you were talking that the same thing, that it's kind of one of those things where it's now in your face – like I was speaking about earlier, when you don't know something, you know, what do they say? Ignorance is bliss. But once you know something, you can't pretend you don't know anymore. And when you can't pretend you don't know anymore, it's kind of in your face, whether it's your stuff or the world stuff or whatever. And it's terrible, you know, what's going on. Like, you know, I want to watch the news, but I don't want to watch the news. I try and stay informed, but I can't go down the rabbit hole because I just, I have to absorb. I have to, you know, transmit to the world instead of absorbing everything that's going on. And there's a difference because it's just too much. It's just too much. So again, I think it goes back to the last question too. It's about doing your own work. And sure, we don't have to like any of the stuff that's going on. The only thing that I have control over is my views and my perceptions. And I can ask God or source or whatever, angels, whatever you believe in, for a change in perspective, maybe a change in perspective. Sometimes when I don't like when something's going some way or whatever else, you know, I'm like, God, please let me see it your way. Cause clearly I'm not, if I'm seeing it from a place of negative or insane or whatever I'm seeing it, whatever Jackie view that I have going on, I'll ask God for a different perspective. And you know what? The ideas that pop into my mind are always brilliant and they're never mine. That's how I know they came from God. So I don't know if that helps.
That, yeah, that's great. Nancy, I hope you find some peace in that. And if not, please feel free to reach out. Okay, we are starting to wrap up the show. I did want to get a light language transmission in. So while I am channeling that, I'm going to ask Jackie if you will send the Reiki, send the good mojo. And
I'll send whatever comes
on top
through.
Of what's, yeah, on top of already what's there. So, all right, everybody, just go ahead and sit back and enjoy the ride. You may, light language, for those of you that are new to that, it is a channeled energy that is spoken, written, sign, or sung. And so signed would be like, you know, my hands kind of moving in the air. And if you could see me, a lot of times my hands will move. But for the purposes of audio, you will hear me. And so see what you notice for you. Everybody has their own response mechanism to it, and it's meant to be comforting, supporting, and what you need for you in this now moment. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and kick on here. Shona tarahia maknea tok nea tarahia saka tarahia. Rataku ume na turuhu kakana tara ia saki I shokorohu tara dina. Ratnak nama soto okna te kicha takara hia ma inakos se ia toknara. Era hukna ma saknak chi I soto kusha tara hit nikita. Rataka amasa tiro turuhu kakne tarahia makuna shati awatu. Rohu kaknai satarahia makina tarahia sakushe tiki watu. Ratu amasa sheki tokna ki tarahia kaka. E wakna tarahia masoro hu she waknia tataya. E tokno suma tarahia ki e tokna sa e takniko a magna kota. Rata e sakusha ki materahia. Rahenaktai turuhuta kishata uakna hemaknikita. Esagina tarahia nakitu ucheta emakna tu shatarahia. Etakno osatiki shaka. Rataku umaso orohukaina ke kikana tarahia.
Okay, a little bit of a translation there. There was a lot of shifts within the cellular structure and the cellular information that each of us are wired into, our cellular understanding, our DNA formations. And so there was an unlocking there of anything stuck within the mental, physical, and emotional bodies related to how you see yourself in the world around you. There's a shift in understanding and allowance of more of your divine self to step forward. So see how that feels for you. Any commentary, we always love to hear. You can find me through newsforthesoul.com. Just click on my picture there, and it'll take you right to my page. And I am so delighted, Jackie, that you came on with me. It was so much fun conversing and just having this sort of quantum conversation, and who knew how it was going to unfold, but I feel like we had some fun. And if you resonated with Jackie's information and would like to learn more, you can check with my social media posts, and she is connected to that. And I will also try to put a link in here on my News for the Soul page, which I apologize, I don't have it up yet. But, Nicole, I'll send that to you to put up on the page for those that may resonate and want to connect with Jackie on a deeper level. And in the meantime, you can always catch me here alternating Thursdays at 11 o'clock Pacific time. And thank you so much for joining me on another quantum adventure. And until next time, much love and bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.